Well, Rittenhouse was found innocent, but Arizona State expelled him anyway. Isn't that incredible?
Oh, my God. We need a professor from Harvard for this.
Renowned constitutional scholar and professor at Harvard University for 50 years. We have him on the line with us. He's Professor Alan Dershowitz. What say you regarding Kyle Rittenhouse being kicked out of school?
Rittenhouse, it's outrageous. I mean, again, it's just pure McCarthyism. When people were acquitted back in the day of McCarthyism, they were still thrown out of school. I remember defending people in Brooklyn College who were being thrown out of school for being communists, students and professors. We cannot go back to that bad time. You know, we live in a very divided time where people have to pick sides. It's terrible. I mean, I see it happening at trials all over the country now. Trials have become political events, whether it's the Theranos trial going on now in California or the Maxwell case going on in New York. And let me tell you something about the Maxwell case. So there are really two trials. The public thinks that Maxwell is on trial for having facilitated some of the women to have sex with prominent people like Prince Andrew and Senator George Mitchell and Bill Richardson and me. You know, everybody, of course, has denied and disproved it. But that's not what this case is about. This case is very, very narrow against Ghislaine Maxwell. They could have brought a case based on the testimony of my accuser, Virginia Giuffre, or this woman named Sarah Ransom, who's been parading outside the courthouse. But the government doesn't believe them. They have histories of lying and falsely accusing people. Let's focus for 1 minute on this woman named Sarah Ransom. She's been outside the courthouse talking about justice. In 2016, during the election, she went to Maureen Callahan of Page Six of the New York Post and said to her, "I have sex tapes of Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and Richard Branson and Bill Clinton, and I want you to publish that story in the New York Post." Of course, Callahan said, "Where are the tapes?" And Sarah Ransom finally admitted she made the whole story up. There were no tapes. She just made the story up in order to have something over Jeffrey Epstein. This woman, this same woman who was admitted to the New Yorker that she made up the story, is now being quoted as a credible victim, a credible witness, a credible person by the media.
The person that already admitted
lying.
She made up the story. In my case, we have emails from the woman saying she never heard of me, she never met me. We have a lawyer saying it was wrong, simply wrong, it was impossible. And the media don't look into this. All they do is look at the person who's accused, and they believe the accusers. If you're a woman, you must be telling the truth, and if you're a man, you must be lying. Of course, in the Maxwell case, it's a little more difficult because she's a woman as well. But the media ought to look into the accusers. The British media ought to look into the accuser, who the person who's accusing Prince Andrew. I have looked into the accuser of me and devastated her credibility and proved that she was lying. But why does the media still believe these people? Because they're women and because it's part of the Me Too movement. And it really distorts justice.
Does Maxwell stand a chance to be found not guilty? Because based on what you're saying, she's already been found guilty by the media and by the public.
And guilty of a different crime than what she hasn't even been charged with. No, I think it's going to be very hard for her to be found not guilty. If her name was Jane Smith, I think she might very well be found guilty. But she's being tried for being Jeffrey Epstein, basically. Epstein's dead. He can't be put on trial. Somebody has to be held responsible for what he did. You know, the facts are the facts, and everybody has to keep an open mind. And if the facts are incriminating, they should result in a conviction. If they are not incriminating, if there's a reasonable doubt, they should result in an acquittal. But the media has to, if it's going to do a good job, has to look at the credibility not only of those people accused, but of the accusers as well. And they're just not doing it. And they're just not doing that. And if anybody in the media wants to pick up on this story, I have all the evidence. I've collected it. I have the documents. I'm willing to share it. But the media isn't interested in that side of the story.
Alan Dershowitz, thank you so much for coming on.